Is it our teacher? Yes. Order. That means Kansi geje kande yang sidi. Ah. Order. When we have the fortunate to practice the geva means wholesome things. Or virtues or meritorious things or to do, or the geje kandems, fortunate to have freedom and all fortunate to having this or practice the meritorious things. But then, gewatage maje nams, in this kind of opportunity when you have, gewatage maje, if I don't do practice of meritorious virtues, wholesome things. Then, if this time, if you don't create virtuous karma, then all doing is negative karma will accumulate. That will, after this death, one will be born in it. Nesong means the lower rebirth. When you are born there, then Nesong Dunga Guyumong Bams. There, once you are born from here, Dunga means they have so much misery, suffering, physical, mental. Guyumong Bams means every aspect, or mentally, or then Mong Bams, ignorance, or stupidity. Connected with the Dharma. And then, all that condition when you have, Tesitaki teacher use, at that time, then, all oneself have no anything can do. What can you do? All that is there. So, this is the time to do all Dharma practice.
首先引吉天菩萨的一首偈文。 那么他讲说，这一次啊，我们由此幸运来练习佛法，或者是能够有机会做种种善行。那么我们有这样子的宝贵的机会，可是呢，在日常生活里面我们却不去做，反而是去做很多的不如法的，或者说不好的这些恶行。 那么这样子的话呢，就必然的使我们降生在下三道。那么一旦我们降生在下三道，这个时候我们立刻就会遭受种种的身心几方面的这种折磨跟痛苦，而且没有任何的机会啊再去接触佛法，啊也没有任何的机会去做种种的善行。 所以呢，我们要好好的把握这一次这么宝贵、这么难得的机会。Okay,
so now, that's all. So, and then after that, what we are learning here is the, so far we have to develop for that practice of Dharma and doing all preparation for for the benefit of the enlightenment or emancipation. Or that kind of enthusiastic to build, increase, in order to increase. We have four powers explaining here. Aspiration, power of aspiration. Dambetop is the power of state-based fast or strengthening. The proud or self-confidence building. That is a dambetop. So therefore, Dhamma. Then Gaya Dhamma is joy or power of joy. And then, the third aspect means the power of the sometimes resting, or sometimes have to use. So those kind of things, how to practice, how to develop increasing enthusiastic through those. That is mainly doing. So therefore, these four, power of aspiration, very details already explained. Power of tamba means firm or the confidence, building confidence. Or that is the, or the, like now what you are on that subject.
那么从一直到目前为止啊，我们在这一章里面谈到的主题是如何能够精进的学习佛法来求自我的解脱，并且呢能够去利益众生。那么如何能够精进呢？这里面谈到了有四种主要的力量来激发我们，让我们升起这个精进心。那么这四种力量是信乐力、坚定力、喜悦力以及止息力。那么过去这两天我们已经很仔细的把信乐力这一部分解释完了，那么现在我们正在进行的部分呢是有关于坚定力这一部分的说明。
哎呀，我的 that is the name. From that is the when we have the this topic is the especially here is the latter nyumu nyuba the nyumu subuta la nga cha cha mise firm or the nga cha mise the we yesterday we had or talked the there is the conceit or proud or to mental or then some kind of self-confidence here used. Self-confidence rather than self-pride, self-importance. Then diluted pride or conceitedness is the self-importance, egotistic view based on that kind of self-proud or that kind of thing. That is should be get rid of. But what we are here practicing is the self-confidence, self-confidence. That is the to build nibba. Three things nibba. Ladang nyumu nibba the sumbutala ngaja cha. To building la. Action. Nyuba means ability. Nyomo la ngacha chawa means the ne, or the opposite, deluded, toward to the, or the delusions toward to them, or special kind of, or ngacha chawa means firmness. What are those three things practicing? Now, here is the, what we have, ne? Now is the time of the Nyuba means ability. Or then, Nyuba la ngacha chawa means, and then one self have the ability and the power, or to, or the, on that thinking that way, and to building confidence to the ability.
那昨天在下午的时候，我们尤其谈到了这个两个观念，一个是自信。跟自信同意的呢是一个self pride 自我就是觉得很满足很充实的这样子的一种感觉。那么另外一个概念呢是 self importance， 也就是受到杂染以后所升起的这一种我慢的骄傲等，这个叫 self important。 那么我们在此处讨论的主要的是自信这一方面的内容。 那么人如何能够建立起自信呢？那基本上透过三方面的讨论，或者透过三方面的思考来建立。第一个呢是有关于这个建立善业，或者从做善行的行动的能力。第二个是这个止息这一种杂染的能力啊，止息这种不正见的这种能力。
So now in this day has the five different topics with the two on and concentrating to build a about ability on and connection with this. If you don't have self-confidence to the ability, that is, there is a false of that lack of the self-confidence, that is one. And the benefit of the also self-confidence, having special firm or self-confidence when you have the benefit of that also explaining. And the also, one should be always abiding on the antidote part of the self-confidence rather than self-pride or self-impotent or deluded pride. Next is that is should not be doing the deluded conceit or pride. The benefit of the or antidote of the pride or self-confidence when you do that, that is great. The benefit will explain. So now these five things, among five we have yesterday, and then first one is the done. That's second one we have the, or first one is the false of lack of confidence, that is already taught. Last time she will do that, you know, anyway, if you have lack of the self-confidence, and then all small faults also repeat you, or that is the negative. For example, she will do that, you know, means the crow, or when you meet the dead snake, and they are so conceited, proud, and making noise, etc., like whale acting like Garuda, the king of the bird, like that way acting. So therefore, lack of confidence, you see, those kind of things happen. That is yesterday we talked. Now today we have benefitable explaining.
刚才格西讲的主要是在复习一下昨天最后一部分所谈的内容。那么这里谈到就是说，这个稳定的力量又可以分为五个层次来分析。第一个层次呢，是说因为缺乏自信而造成的过错或者是说错误。第二个呢是反过来讲，如果有自信的话，它会有什么样的利益？第三个呢是我们要避免产生错误的自信，也就是那种就是自己以为自己很重要、很了不起的那样子的一种自信，这个是要避免的。第四个呢是这种所谓傲慢呢，它是不可取的，这个会造成过患。那么第五个呢又反过来再重复，就是说这个正确的自信啊，正确的这一种信心呢，它会带来什么样的利益？那么这是有关于这个稳定力的五个不同的层次的分析。那么昨天我们讲到了第五十二颂，就是说这个乌鸦它碰到一条垂死的蛇，那么它这个所表现出来的这种反应啊，这种我慢的这样子的一种反应。那么这个昨天已经讲过了，那么接下来呢就要谈到第二个，就是说因为有自信它会产生什么样的利益。
Alright, so now that is the explaining is the now benefit of the to ability, special confidence, or that one explain here, or the verse, mainly verse 54, and the so therefore, the first ngacha so ache wa ne chenpo ye jang tu bar ka de wa sem ne tem ba ye tu wa nam ne shom cha de is o de a ne o de when you have the this kind of pride or self confidence virtuous kind of self confidence with the effort when you have strong effort self confidence when you produce when you have that, then, and then when you have self-confidence, then, pangja chenpu yi jiang tu bar ka, means, big, then, or obstacle, or et cetera, pangja means to be abandoned things, that is the, or delusion, or then, obstacle, whatever, great, or big ones, even you have, are difficult to, tu bar ka, means, defeat, you say, hard to defeat because you have special kind of spirit on and firm confidence. Therefore, you are thinking oneself, or your mind should be now, or then, to be or firm or confidence should be built. Never letting defeat by, by falls, downfalls, or to defeating oneself, through. Or that is the, should be, doing. If oneself, defeated by falls, downfalls, obstacles, whatever you have, then let that happen. Then in consumed or shaken, then you are thinking or mentally comes to the world, then desire world, form world, formless world, all sentient beings, or the one step wanting to liberate all of them. Or that kind of freedom, or that is a jalwal deva, means wishing that, wanting to do that, is like, or then, shake, means the, life upon. If you are defeated by negative, downfall, so therefore, this will be, joke. Shake, means, okay? Alright.
那么在第五十四颂里面谈到这个所谓利益的这一部分，那就讲说只要我们有自信，而且我们又很努力的去练习佛法的话，那么任何的困难呢它都可以迎刃而解。换句话讲，在这里提示我们，就是我们要有信心啊，那么我们是有能力去做这些种种的练习，而因此呢去克服各种的这个障碍。那反过来讲，如果我们被一些小的障碍挫折就打败了，那么就是这个就变成是一个，然后我们还想说要去做种种的大的这一些发这个愿望等等这些的话，那么事实上这变成一个笑话。那么这里格西讲到这个天道的这个三界啊，所谓欲界、色界、无色界里面的这些众生，那么他们有这样子的一种想法，但是实际上他们受到自己的这个过患，而或者说受到自己的业，而这个再度的这个轮回啊。那么这一句啊，我并没有听得非常的清楚，所以这个以后再补充。
So therefore, here is the like Bodhisattva, if they got the self-conceit, self-pride, and worrying about something. Oh, if I do this, then I will be thinking something, fear of the, like that way, and then, or that is a self-cherishing attitude comes, that is the enemy of Bodhisattva's attitude. So never let it come. If it comes, and then it dominates one's own mind, and then one's own bodhicitta, which is one wants to completely, or then for sentient beings free, one's working is one work fully to freedom for all sentient beings, and that I can do, or confidence, and without a question, or something like that, confidence has to be built. If it's not, then that is the, or become like shaka, object of, or lab, that is the earlier saying, okay? Then.
那么另外一方面呢，就讲到就是说，这些菩萨们，他们有信心能够利益众生，也能够寻求自己的解脱。但是呢，如果在这个过程里面，这个慢心起来了，那么他们这一些愿望啊，都将没有办法达成，反而给自己造了这个恶因。所以呢，这个慢心啊，我慢心，这个是菩萨最大的这个敌人。
Okay. So then, next one is the third topic is the 念不用阿加兰念不查瓦，念不用阿加兰念。So the always or abide on the or pride or self-confidence, which is antidote of the all these self-cherishing attitude, etc. So that is nyambyo ngajya, or that you should be always abiding or remain on that. That is the following verse, 55, saying, Lagi kunle jachati, lale suyang jamisha, jawa singi setagi, ngajandila never chas. That means the, Lagi kunle jachati means, I will, jawa cha, means victory over all the, kun means here, not any sentient beings, the kunla jawara cha means all pangja means mental delusions, etc. All the pangja to be abandoned, to be get rid of oneself and others, all this, whatever in the exist, the pangja kunla, I will over to victory should be doing. That is your confidence you're doing is a special kind of proud conceit like that way. Dala pangja suyang yawara mijahu. Second one is no obstacle or abandonment or delusions which never or victory over me. Dala is from Dala suyang yamisha. Suyang is no or any an obstacles or anything or any to be I should be controlled victory over them. None of them, any of them, not over me to victory. So that is Dala Suyang Jamisha. That's the first two lines like that. Then maybe you go to that.
那么在第五十五颂里面，主要的内容就是讲到我们刚才讲说这个坚定力啊，或者稳定力，它的第三方面。也就是讲说这个要有自信，但是呢要避免产生这种错误的自信，也就是产生这种自我珍惜的这样子的一种慢心。那么这里面主要的内容在前面两行里面讲说，我要克服所有心念方面的杂染，以及在心念方面所造成的种种的障碍啊，这个是我要努力去做的，这个是我有自信我可以这样子做，而不是被这一些错误的知见或者说这些障碍啊来把我征服，来把我误导， 那这是在第五十五颂前面两句的意思。
So therefore, and then next the following two lines, Jawa Singhi Sethagi, Wajandila Nebra Chas, or that therefore, then, Jawa means the Buddha's victorious one, or victorious on all over, or then abandoned everything. Or then, Singhi, Jawa, Singhi means like, Singhi means the Or the king of beast is the lions never or fear with any other ordinary beast, or they stay high class and competently stay and stay there without fear, fearlessly. Singing is lions like that way. Java me singing is human. Or the line is the, or here is the, when you achieve the Buddhahood, you have got rid of all the suffering and the causes, and they are all king of, all the spiritual ruler of the all sentient beings. That is Jawa Singhi. And the same is the, prince or, sons is the, Jaya said, means Buddha's son. Son of Buddha means reverse here, Buddhisattva. Those who, again, same way, or mental attitude is so proud or self-confidence to all victory over. So that is seeking that. So therefore, Jaya Singhi said, Thani, so those beings are this kind of, this kind of pride or this kind of self-confidence always abiding on this. They are not conceit, pride, deluded pride, but this antidote pride, which is this kind of self-confidence, or that they always remain on that. Jawa Singhi Sethan, or Ngajan Dila Nebra Chas. Okay?
后面两行就是讲到说我自己啊，作为一个佛子，那么这里面讲的这个重点呢，是说这个佛陀啊，他是已经成就的一个众生。那么在动物界里面，我们可以看到这个所谓狮子王啊，他从来不曾因为任何其他的生物而感到恐惧。换句话讲，他非常充满了自信啊。那么他是万物之王。那么佛陀，他成就获得成就以后，事实上他就像这个狮子王一样，而我们是佛陀之子，我们是佛子，所以我们也要有像这个狮子王一样这样子的这个满满的一种自信，能够去除所有的这个障碍跟这个我见啊。那这个是在五十五颂后面的两行的意思。
So this kind of pride is the even worldly common sense. For example, this kind, very, very, for example, parents, or they have special kind of, or confidence, or to do, help to the little children or little baby. Because the babies, they don't know things, what to do, how to. They are in dangerous or situation, and they have to positive to give in or negative protecting from negative, etc. All of these things, oneself confidently doing those things, that confidence is not conceit, pride, diluted pride, or that is the antidote of pride. Diluted pride is something somebody wanting to control out of self-cherishing, self, and then importance, thinking first coming from that, wanting to control over that kind of pride, conceitedness is diluted, or conceitedness. So therefore, usually, always we have those two things on a separate knowing. One is a virtuous kind, antidote part. One is the always to be abandoned, to be humble and to giving up, getting rid of the, this kind of diluted pride. Okay, that is what we're talking here.
那么后续的这个讨论是说，比如说举例子，这个父母啊，他在协助他的子女的这个过程里面，那么他是具有一种特别的自信。那么这种自信呢，格西说这个是一种无染的一种自信，也就是说这个是正面的这样子一种自信。那么另外一方面也有可能呢，就是因为父母想要去控制子女，想要去这个掌握所有的这个状况，所以呢，那么他产生了另外一种基于我执而升起的一种慢心。那么用这样子的一种慢心，我慢，想要去掌握一切，去控制一切。那么这样子的话，这是一种有染的一种这个我慢。因此呢，在我们谈到的自信的时候呢，它永远是有两个层面的意思，就好像是一体的两面。那么一面呢是一个无染的一种正确的一种自信，那么另外一面呢就是会变成因为受到这种错误的知见的影响而产生的这种错误的这种我慢的这种见解。所以这两方面的这个有关于自信的这个意思啊，这个要提示我们，就是时时刻刻警惕，那么不要从一个所谓正确的知见的这种自信掉入到一个有染的这种我慢。
So therefore, first advising the on or the antidote of the pride or self-confidence, always to abide, remain. Now, you should not do any of the diluted self-pride, or that is the Shiva Nyomamba, Shiva, the fourth one, Nyomamba Ngajachawa makes. That is not correct, not right. So this, in order to show this, there are three things explaining. Or Nyomamba Ngajala, Mepa means first the down or grading the this kind of pride. And Te Nyimik means the false of the deluded, or pride. And that must be definitely right to get rid of. That is those three things in emphasis on there, or these verses, or the mainly three verses comes. So therefore, first the one is the mapa, is downgrading then this kind of conceit and pride, or that is the, or here saying, doka ngacha chi chom de nyumong ngacha chemai. Ngacha chende wang mintu, teta ngacha tawang yurus. Or that is the verse 56. Or verse 56. Or that is the, ane, dokang, Mr. Doa, Mr. the sentient beings, who are the ne, or the ne, tebala sokwa, Mr. some of conceit, pride, or the by teba, Mr. starting, hearing, so I am great, great educated man, or I know everything, they are stupid or something, or I am more than powerful or something, I am more beautiful, etc. I am more wealthy or rich, etc. All kind of pride, conceit, self-cherishing, self-attitude, or this kind of, or that is, or when you have that, that person is dominated by that pride. So deluded mental dominates. So chom is conquered, destroyed the person by these conceit prides. Drogang ngacha chi chom tes. And then, what is it? Then, nyumung chen, nyumung ba chen yin chen ngacha chen ni mayins. Or that is the nyumung ngacha chaimayins. This kind of thing, having this kind of pride, this is the person who's nyomong chaimis, completely possessing deluded mental. This is nothing. Ngacham is here explaining ngacham is self-confidence, special kind of pride, what we try to, or always abiding Buddhas and Bodhisattva, that kind of pride is not. So nyamong ngacham means that is not real and or self-confident, possessing. And then third one, ngacham dewang mindus. Why is that, isn't it? Self-confidence, who having self-confidence, which is the I will, get victory over all the delusions, misery, suffering, etc., all in the belongs to three world or sentient beings, over them I will able to do, I will do. That is the self-confidence. That kind of being will not go under the power of enemy of this thing. Self-proud. So therefore, Dab means enemy. Wangmindu means will not go under the power of that. Teta ngaja tawang jurus. Next the one is teta ngaja tawang jurus means the those who opposite same kengba, pride, conceit, and by some reason, education or wealth or on the bodily or video or whatever, many reasons, and they self-cherishing, self-confident, self-pride, conceitedness, or if you have those, these people are actually the deluded or mind completely dominant, so therefore they are actually under the power of Da. They want to use. Da means enemy. Or they have great enemy of their own enemy. So we have, for example, attachment, hatred, jealousy, pride, proudness, the proudness, conceit, all of these. Or then we will make, or they are the enemy of ruining person. Person has a very gentle, nice in the nature, but sometimes these will take over completely under the power of enemy. Or inner enemy is most powerful rather than outside enemy. So therefore, or teda ngaja dawang jurus will be under the power of the enemy or pride. Okay?
那么第五十六颂啊，是谈到这个坚定力的第四个层面。第四个层面是说，这个傲慢啊，它是不可取的，是不对的。那么这里面就讲到，又分为三个层次来理解。第一个层次就是说，我们因为受到这一种杂染。所以产生这种错误的知见，而因此产生慢心。这种慢心呢，不是我们前面所讲的自信。那么这种慢心表现在日常生活里面的这个样子呢，就是我们常常会觉得我自己是无所不知的，别人都是笨蛋啊，都不如我。那么我的这个能力，我的甚至我的财富等等这些。那么都是远远超过其他的人。那么因为这样子的一种反应，这样子的一种受到杂染的这一而产生的这种我慢的这个心态的影响啊，那么所以呢，我们就 因此会去造很多恶的因，而最后会受到这些恶业的果，那么反而是自己去受苦。所以这第一个层次啊，那么就是说我们事实上这个慢心，它是因为受到这些这个杂染的这种不正见的影响而产生。那么第二点呢，就是说这样子的一种慢心它是不可取啊，它是不可取，那么它也会摧毁我们的自信。第三个呢，就是我们的自信之所以无法升起，前面讲的那个正确的那种自信心之所以没有办法升起，主要是因为这个慢心的关系。这个慢心呢，把我们的这一种正确的自信心阻挡住了，所以这个慢心呢，它可以说是我们最大的这个敌人。那么这个慢心呢，其实就是我们前面讲的这个所谓的受到污染的知见，受到杂染的知见所产生的一种这个心态。那么这样子的话，就是我们一般的人，他因为长时间的被这一种杂染的心，被这一种这种敌人呢所控制住，所以呢，在日常生活里面，即使说他有一些善根，他想要去做一些这个善行，或者是说他心里面有这样子的想法，但是都会因为这一种错误的知见而产生的这个慢心呢，而被彻底的摧毁。那么因此没有办法去做这些善行。所以呢，在这一颂里面就讲到刚才我们讲说这个第四个层次，就是这种傲慢，这种 self-importance 是不可取，是不正确的。
Okay, so then, if oneself under the power of enemy of this kind of conceitedness, self-proud, and under completely power go those under that power, of course then mimic means what is wrong, false. Now what is the result, what is false in verse 57 and 58 shows this negative result. Like we said, all this kind of conceit, proud, little small things used, then that way, like empty big balloon looks like that way. Or then, like if you empty balloon inside nothing, water or anything doesn't go inside, and just merely air on soon, that is empty, nothing there. Same way, if this conceitedness, self-cherishing, self-conceit, pride, doing that, and then only one self importance is, they therefore loses all kind of humbleness, kindness, compassion, loving, cherishable, and all these kind of meritorious attitude will lose, and action also lose those kind of. So therefore, nothing create wholesome virtues loses and empty. So therefore, then what will happen is that here, nyumu ngaja chi keng ne, ngandru ngaja chi teachings. Nyumu ngaja chi keng ne, that person keng is filled up with conceitedness. That's like air, completely filled with like that kind of negative, senseless things. Can. Then what will do is ngandro ngajati teachings, or that will let oneself after this life born into ngandro. Ngandro means Lord rebirth, animals or hells or even poor human is very, very, all that this will later will come. Ngandro ngajati teachings, ti means lead by nobody outside, not teaching, one's own this deluded, led to Lord rebirth. Ngajati teaching, me kadwe chomba tang, even if not let able to down to born, but even born human, during the human, so much on misery, suffering, or most lower being, most disrespected by others, and oneself, joy of human will be lost. Or that is a result of that mi kadu chombatang. Or that is the mi kadu is some special kind of human dignity, human or joy. Or all these in the or the chom is the or mikawa, not happy always, and like or unhappiness. And also, all those beings, people who have shenji sese, tayota, shenji sese, tendangnis, tam is the serpent who eat others' food, always depend on somebody else, and that kind of law, such kind of thing. Or that the shenji sese, or sensawa, means like that were food. Or that is in now that kind of tayo is the worst kind of the or maybe born worst kind of the or serpent. And sheba lemba ms. Or lemba mintuk nyam chung tang. Tamja to ni never jules. Or that this is the or these two words. Or lemba ms. Mentally also they are why because that in born by gate of birth like that way, and then also mentally also they are lemba sometimes mostly all lemba means stupidities, sheba means knowledge is to all very lemba dumb and stupidity, and then mitukpa means do mitukpa means also ugliness, also may come ugliness, ugly. Or the so lu nyam chung as a bodily very weak, etc. Or that kind of the lemba mituk nyam chung tang tamja to ni nyabra juice. And also nyabra means always tuita negab tamja to all the time, every situation, wherever you go, everybody nyabra means this, what to say? Discredit or down on and making down on and or then policing or something like that way or then or you know the people treated it in the worst serpent how they treated or like that way never means like that kind never respected honored and then they to put it down as like a dog or something like that. Or that kind of experience, situation, those causes, not other people are not doing that. Those are not the cause of other people. One's own created previously, or conceitedness, proudness. Only one want to king like victory over them. But the result will happen is yourself become completely under their feet and lost it and worst kind of situation. Even born as a human, that is the best type of, but the worst than that is the animals, you know, like that way, you know, animals only born, then what will happen there? Or even worse than hells and predators, of course, those are the great. So therefore, that is these two verses, 57, 58, talking about. Okay, now too much. Okay.
那么在57颂跟58颂里面，接下来谈到的一个主题就是说，如果我们屈服在这个敌人之下，这个敌人指的是我们受到杂染的而产生的这种慢心，这种我慢心。如果我们屈服在敌人之下，那么它会产生什么样的结果？在这个两颂里面就讲说，讲到这个结果。那么格西举了一个例子，就是 一个人如果充满了慢心，如果他是非常的我慢，非常骄傲的，这个人好像一个充满气的气球啊，这个气球啊其实里面什么东西都没有，也没有水，也没有什么，只有空气啊，这个空无一物。所以在这样子的情况之下，这个人因为被这个自满，被这个自傲等等这些心念所占据，所控制，所以呢他反而因此啊而失去了种种的善心善念以及善行。那么由于他被这个我慢完全控制，所以呢在五十七颂里面第二行就讲，这样子的人呢、啊、他通常啊就会降生在下三道啊，那么被就是开始啊去受苦。那么如果他没有降生在下三道，而仍然是降生在人道的话，那么这样子的人也会是一个非常非常悲惨的人。在他悲惨的情况是怎么样呢？比如说在这个五十八颂里面就谈到，这个人不仅在智力这方面是很愚蠢的，那么在容貌方面很丑陋的，在身体方面是很虚弱的，同时呢被别人看不起啊，在到哪里去都被别人看不起，他都没有信用。那么另外呢这个他会像怎么样，他会像在这个颂文里面讲的像奴隶啊，格西讲的说像仆人一样，那么去吃别人吃剩下的东西。换句话讲，他是过着一种非常窘困，非常这个清苦的这一种物质的生活。好，种种这一些的描述啊，都是在说明，如果我们被这个我慢这个心念所控制所掌握，那么会发生的结果。那么整体来讲的话，就是这一些果报它都不是别人加在我们身上的啊，别人不会去做这些，对我们做这些主要的原因是什么？是因为我们自己的这种错误的知见而产生的这个我慢心。那么这个是五十七颂跟五十八颂的前两行所要强调的内容。
So therefore this is mainly the one talking in connection with the Bodhisattva's thing, but that is the practice we can do also, we all have. We have all the problem of the conceitedness, proud conceitedness, all under the power of that rule. All that is the oneself high, on a special account of treated by others best way or respect, wanting to respect, honored, and on and then fame and all everything high, want to high desire and will bring later down. Or then somebody who is very, very humble, down earth, to respect to others, honored to others, and all this humble way doing that, they will or later come up. All these are some of the Lama teachings, some of the Lama's sayings there. All, and if you look in the fall and spring, all, and what the growth, green things, where they come, are they coming high mountain, on the top of the mountain, and first coming, or low bottom, where there is more water, moisture, where there is more warmth, where there is there. From there, first green comes from there, and then from lower part rather than higher level. So, all like that where we have all problems that are enemy of the conceit, prideness, or self-confidence, self-pride, or that kind of self-interest, this kind of dominating or doing that, we are all the time devotees under the power of inner enemy. So this will all the difficult to get any kind of good or sensible or meritorious, virtuous, wholesome things loving, kind, compassionate, sincere, steadiness is difficult to get because it's self-proud. For example, if you see worse the kind of servant, you don't want to even to say nice things, to respect them and humble them. Instead of them, you may not want to even look there, just go somewhere or something. Or then in, almost even you see or pretending not to see or something like that. Or that is that kind of thing. Is there. What is going on in mind is the conceit, pride. When you see those things, if you don't like those kind of things, then you have to, this person, or this kind of situation, I don't want to be like this. So therefore, thinking that way, to respect them, honor them, say nice things to them, treat them very well, good way. Well, that is our practice, okay? All right, that's all.
那么，所以讲到以上的这一些种种的可能发生的，在未来所发生的这些不好的结果，那么因此呢，我们就有很多的功课要做啊。那么这个格西讲到，就是说，我们如果在日常生活里面被这个我慢所控制、所掌握，那么这种人呢，他看起来啊是高高在上。啊，他看不起任何的其他的众生，这样子的一种心态，事实上最后呢反而会使他这个降生在下三道，或者说在人道的最低层啊，而受到种种的不如意的这个待遇。那么反过来讲，假设我们平常是能够产生正确的自信，实实在在的很精进的去做这一些功课，做这些练习，那么尽管我们看起来是很谦和，比别人要低一点，但是终究是我们会成就这个最终的一个结果，就是这种成就正等正觉。那么就好像用爬山来做一个例子啊，我们去爬山的时候，一开始都是从山脚啊最底下慢慢的往上走，那么最后呢就会这个到了山顶以后会看到所有美好的事物啊，这个是一个很好的一个例子。那么因此这里就在提示我们不要被自己的这种慢心啊，这种这个错误的知见所控制所掌握。那么因为就像我们刚刚讲的，你极有可能，如果是这样子的话，你极有可能就会在下一生啊，那么就遭受到不好的结果，就像是仆人啊，我们看到这个餐厅里面的这一些侍者啊，或者是这些比较低工作低下的人，那么我们看到很多人对他们的态度啊是不是很友善的，有时候甚至要刻意的要避免这个跟他们打照面等等这样子。那么这样子的一种待遇，我们看到这个仆人这些比较工作低下的人，他们所受到的待遇啊，我们自己要心生警惕，我们不要将来也变成跟他们一样啊。那么所以一方面要这样子提醒自己，另外一方面呢，在这一世里面，当我们也碰到这样子的状况的时候，我们反而要对这一些人特别的友善啊，用我们自己很正确的一种自信心来面对他们。
Okay. So therefore, now then, those thinkings, and then, the third one is subhatipanwa rikwa. Therefore, that is the right to abandon that, panwa rikwa, to avoid or getting rid of that kind of pride or conceit. That is the, by showing benefit, and by showing defect, negative result, so therefore now should be or get rid of those things all the way. That is the root text say, ngajā jī or jī kīng gādhū jēn, thēng ngajā jēn dōna, mānpa jīntā yīmpa mē. Or that is the saying, or still, part of the verse 58, or that is the saying is the ngajja chigen gedup jen, the ngajja jen dona is the those who are completely or filled their mind conceit with the pride, and that way they are under the power of their inner enemy, or wangdujua, or that kind of person, gedupjen, or that person, in that person also, if that is this kind of special, or self-confidence, or good, or the powerful strength, or something like this, if that is a part of this, nang tona, tona, belonging to, or because that is not belonging to, completely opposite way. So therefore, if that is include this, then member ningji ne so chuba jindawa shi me shi. What are that then? On the object of the compassion, member, who are? These are the actually member. Or the, so therefore, on these are the going to be on misery, suffering, power under the power of enemy, etc. Or they are, they should not be really or to be proud, conceit, or like that way. So therefore, if that is belongs to self-competent nature, then who is then lower being, who are the poor situation, object of compassion, who is there? What that is saying, okay?
接下来讲的就是说, 根据我们前面所谈到的这些, 因为被这个自己的慢心, 所掌握, 所控制, 而可能产生的结果, 这些描述以后, 所以呢, 那我们就接下来谈到的第三部分就是说, 那我们因此就要很努力, 很积极地去, 去除这一种自我珍惜, 或者说这种, 这个我慢的这样子的心, 不要被他们 control, 不要被他们控制, 不要被他们这个, 完全的掌握, 因为我们在前面已经知道, 假设我们的心是被这个错误的知见, 被这些我慢所掌握的话, 所控制的话, 那么我们会有什么样的一个结果? 在这样子的影响之下, 那么前面我们所说的这种正念, 正见, 正行等等, 都会没有办法, 付诸实现, 都会没有办法升起, 那么因此呢, 我们, 所以时时刻刻要提醒自己, 就是要避免, 升起这个错误的这种我慢心, 而是要努力的去升起这个正确的一种自信心。 那么假设是我们没有办法做到, 而仍然是被这种我慢所控制的话, 那么还有什么比这个是更可怜的, 还有什么比这个是这个更值得同情的, 这个是刚才, 格西所讲的内容。 那么对不起啊, 这一部分, 我有点分心, 所以没有听得很完整, 只能够讲到这样子。
Okay, so now then, this is the topic, fifth one is the Nyingbo Ngajia Ji Penyun, the benefit of the antidote, of the practicing antidote of the Ngajia or pride, self-confidence, or then that is the benefit of that, like Bodhisattva or the Buddhas have, or we have the also one who or practice this in antidote part of self to do doing the good things to toward to the or that kind of the or the benefit of the this kind of the self competence. That is the showing benefit. What is the benefit is the Kangshi Ngaja Dala Jacha Ngaja Chang. Then Ngaja Chanda Namja Patini. Or that is the verse 59, verse 2 lines. Or that is the Kangshi Ngaja dalai jawara sachun, that means the first two lines, isn't it? Or kanshik means someone or person who or then one who on holding the antidote of the self-confidence or pride, or in order to victory over enemy side, deluded, or the conceit, or that is a chit, or doing that, or that will be, that person will be, will be victory over instead of ngaja chanda. Dale number jawa, bao shi jawa. That person is hero, hero, heroic person. Or, for example, Buddhist ba means bao, means hero. Or hero, this real hero is the one who, or victory over enemy side, mental delusions, conceitedness, etc. Or over them. So therefore this one who practices this, one who abiding on this, that is the victory over the enemy of the conceitedness. Okay? Or that is the first day. Or such person is the such a person is that it will be all the kanshi ngacha tau tadu waya nge chum this on dola deshi jave tebu zog par chis what that person will be or not only that ngacha je dra to ya nge par chum this person will be any person who has the and all the ngachaji da doa misete ne doa misete and ne break or flourish or that also those things in the under the power of ngacha or proud delusion. So this person will jump mis conquer destroy them. Okay, or then ne jumpness ngacha da doa ne jumpness. Oh, then pardon about one. Or that is the having abandoned, get rid of the pride and conceit, that egotistic, all of these in distories, and then also or give on to the sentient beings, or with along with the gods and all sentient beings. As the chitra deva shins, dola deshin, javati bu zogbar shins, dola deshin, dova sentient beings, two sentient beings, deva shins, deshin, as the wishes, or the peace and happiness, or the result of final goal, or the Buddhahood, etc. So those things, dola deshin, that is the sentient beings, the goal has two goals, temporary goal or final goal, or the temporary goal, negap is temporary goal is the freedom from lower rebirth, higher getting higher rebirth, etc. That kind of the special kind of life, higher, even within samsara. And then also, tatuk means the final result is the emancipation, enlightenment, etc. Those things, will do the chase, or zogba chase, completed, or will be completed, or doing completion of those. That is, those who come conquer enemy or inner, or delusions, deluded mental, and who abide all the time, virtuous side, antidote side of the confidence, that they will do all this. Okay? So that is the thing.
那么第五十九颂 在谈到我们刚才讲的那个坚定力的这个第五点呢、啊，就说根据前面这四点所谈到的这些内容，那么第五点是说这个自信心啊，正确的自信心它会带来什么样的利益？好，如果在这一颂里面，如果我们能够升起这个无染的自信，我们能够根据这样子的一种自信心而很精进的去学佛、去学习、去练习的话，那么它的结果呢，是我们可以克服自己种种的这个敌人。这个敌人主要指的是杂染的心念，也就是讲我们因为错误的知见而产生的种种的这个不正确的观念，甚至因此而造的种种的恶因，所以我们就能够克服这些种种的敌人。那么从这个角度来讲的话，这样子的人因为他克服种种的敌人，所以他被称之为英雄。那么这样子的英雄呢，更进一步的来讲，他不仅仅只是让自己能够从痛苦里面解脱，同时呢，他也可以带给所有众生各种的利益。那么比如最终的结果呢，是让他们能够解脱，能够这个快乐。那么这里面讲说众生的利益啊，众生基本上需求两层次的利益。第一个层次的利益是所谓世俗的利益，第二个层次是就近的利益。那么世俗的利益呢，众生一般基本上是希望能够来世啊免生于下三道，而希望能够继续的这个降生于上三道，来这个有比较舒适的生活。那么就近的利益呢，当然是指的是从轮回中解脱。所以呢，这样子就是我们前面讲到这种英雄啊，他一方面让自己能够解脱了，同时他也能够因此而带给众生，不仅仅只是满足他们世俗的利益，同时也能够满足他们就近的利益。
OK， 我在哪我那个 third part 苏巴牛梦不啦我家乔瓦了苏姆 from here is the we talked earlier 那个来当女巴当牛梦苏姆啦我家乔瓦是 three on three area soAll the self-confidence should be built. One is the lamb, is the option. Lamb is the I will do only myself, not depending on anybody else. That was earlier, that was talking on oneself, taking responsibility, that kind of I will do, my will, that is taking responsibility. And then self-confidence to do that, then these, or then nuba, means ability, or those areas, then, especially self-confidence you have to build. Not confidence or self, self-interest kind of diluted, not, but this kind of firm, stable self-confidence built on that. Then, now third,Nyamo langa jachawamse. To nyamo ba delusions, when the obstacles happen on those things, you have to always to, right, there, and again to, victory to over them, to defeat them. You should be defeated, or we should be try to defeat any nyamo ba comes, or any of those nyamo ba delusions, sufferings, etc.You over victory try mentally have to do. Or that is the not discouraging. So, therefore, nyomong la ngajia chawa la sums. This has three topics. Or first, nyomong ba nyembo top jeba chawa. First, the power of the antidote of delusions to rises, produce. That is one. And then they want to choose as I am, mitunwa, not loud, not letting to go under the power of delusions, even or small times, in even any ordinary little time, developed everywhere, every corner of world, that is the one dedication, Dhamma teaching. That is spreading and remain long time, as long as samsara ends, we need that kind of teaching. So that requires support of also teaching, like this, preparation, and some people organized, or some people interested. People have interest to do this, survive, maintaining, and on separating etcetera toward one step, try to do build, and addition is not only that for others to, or interest to help, assist, and etcetera. That is also important, because the Bodhisattva was did here, Shantateva was the main thing is the then his dedication, whole Shantateva's dedication is on this only medicine, Dhamma teaching, that will be remain in the world long time with nyepa means wealth, kuti means honor or respect. With that, without that, it will not remain, because Dhamma is not stay in somewhere sky. So we have in the human. So therefore, Dhamma teaching remain in the world is there. Or teaching itself not distorted. And this one who hold teaching, or the people, or lamas, or spiritual beings, or teachers, valuable. That is holder of teaching. And then also that spreading everywhere. Or that is the wealth, sometimes nyepa means not or pleasure, I'm thinking anything. Nyepa means some kind of necessary conditions, or the traveling and the place where you gather together, and whatever needs there, that kind of, that is also great merit and virtues. So therefore, nyetang, kutitang, kuti means respect, honor. Or that this, with that long time remain, that is the Shantadeva's dedication. And Jetsongkhapa also dedicated his whole dedication also, whole dedication in his, special kind of life has the, explained. Also, then, what's that? Words, I'm forgetting. Anyway, earlier I have my, now sometimes I'm forgetting. Anyway, what the Jetsongkhapa also saying is the all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, all the activities, and to help to sentient beings is this teaching, holding the teaching firmly, purely, that is one, and spreading, that is the main dedication. All the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas do that. So therefore, my all merits, virtue, whatever you left there, everything dedicate for the long teaching remain and spread in the world. That is his dedication. So therefore, anyway, even I don't quote, but that is the situation. Okay, we will end that, okay? Thank you.
格西, 非常谢谢各位, 这几天, 显示出非常大的耐心, 以及兴趣, 那么来这里听, 听讲, 同时呢, 他对于我们这一次的这个活动, 的安排还有整个的这个组织都觉得非常的好然后也非常感谢各位所有参与的人那么同时呢他自己觉得在这一次的这个教学过程里面他非常的愉快这个都是很好的一个过程那么另外呢对于旅馆 经理的安排，威利的安排，那么他也非常的感谢。好，所以整体来讲的话，那么格西在这一段时间里面实际上是非常的愉快。那么他刚才最后讲到一段话，就是这个我们要为这一次的整个的这个过程呢、啊、做一个回向。那么所有的众生呢、啊、他在轮回里面都承受着种种的苦，那么这一些苦呢都需要这个所谓的药来帮助他们消除。那么最重要的或者说最有力的这个药呢是教法，佛陀的教法。那么只有佛陀的教法，那么他才能够替众生的苦带来解脱，带来一个就近的这个治疗。那么反过来讲，如果没有的话，如果这个教法不存在了，那么这样子的一种这个目的啊就没有办法达到。那么因此呢如果说要这个教法它能够继续不断的传播，那么不仅呢是要靠我们自己的努力，同时呢也要靠着这个有组织的力量来协助。比如说像我们这次的这个活动就是一个很好的一个范例，那么让这个教法它能够透过一个有组织的力量能够传播出去。这个是吉天菩萨的一个回向，他就希望这个教法能够常住在世，能够继续不断的越来越这个被广泛的传播跟宣扬，来解救众生痛苦。那么最后呢，这个中国八大师他也做了一个回向，他就讲，他说这个所有的这些佛菩萨他们在做的这些行为，他们在做的这些活动，就是在以最纯净的教法来协助所有的众生脱离苦海，来解脱。那么所以呢这个我们在这个地方也要做一个回向，我们希望这个是中国八大师讲的，我们在做这个回向，就希望这个纯正的教法它能够常住在世，那么让众生得到终极的解脱。
That is hero. Or sometimes people who have the fighting and they kill somebody and even they injured or able to take pain or something. I killed many, many enemies and then sometimes people showing wound and what's the scar? Oh, I am so hero or something. That's not hero. Spiritually, nothing hero. Okay? So hero is like that. So here is the heroic. And then if we can do try to this heroic, okay?
那么接下来讲到就是说如果我们能够做到不被敌人控制，甚至能够克服敌人这个障碍，这个敌人我们刚刚讲过了，那么这样子的人呢、啊、他是真正的这个英雄。我们在日常生活里面，刚才格西举了一个例子，如果有人打你的这个左颊，那么不要生气，把右颊送去给他打。因为吉天菩萨也曾经提在他的这个寄送里面也谈到，就说暂时的痛苦啊它是微不足道的，但是因为这贪嗔痴这些所谓错误的杂染的心念而造成的这一些恶因，那么这个才会造成我们最大的痛苦啊。所以呢我们在日常生活里面不要以为自己孔武有力去这个对付别人自己是英雄，甚至去杀了人自己是英雄，这些都不是英雄，因为那些人迟早都要死，我们只不过是对一个垂死的人去把他结束他的生命，那个没有什么了不起。那么另外呢，比如说我们在日常生活里面有些人他好勇斗狠，那么他 时常显示展示身上所留下来的这些疤痕来觉得来夸耀自己的这种勇猛跟这个勇气，其实这些都是微不足道的。那么真正的英雄呢，是能够克服这些因为错误的知见，因为这些杂染的心念而产生的我慢，产生的这些种种不好的行为的这些人，这才是英雄。
OK, so now and the two lines next is the Tishin Nagab Tamja Rigbelan Shami James. Likewise, like that way, Nagab Tamja does any kind of situation any situation comes when in that kind, rikpa means right, good, virtuous things, right things to do. No mistaking doing evil, negative things, don't do. So therefore, rikpa lani shami checks. Nagab Thamjan means every time, every situation, you check, examine, there's a right or wrong, and then if negative things to try to not do, rikpa means something, right things to do, marriages for some things, then you do. So that is the rikpa lani shami ches. This is Nagab Thamja, rikpa lani shami ches. What are that is those two lines? Yeah.
那么在六十二颂的最下面这两行啊，那么就提醒我们，不论在任何的状况之下啊，不论在任何的情况之下，那么时时刻刻要提醒自己，我们要如法的去做种种的善行，而不要受到这个杂染的这种心念而去造不好的因，做不好的行为。
Okay, so now, this is the last I can't finish. This has the 76 verses. Now we have finished the verse 62.So therefore, it may be good omen sometimes in the future again you read this.
对，到这里为止呢，我只能够完成六十二颂的解说。这一章里面有七十四颂，那么也许将来这个。